This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India's democracy and demography are the hope for the world. He said the President's address to both the Houses of Parliament yesterday was the expression of the trust of 140 crore people.
राष्ट्रपति जी का उद्बोधन 140 करोड़ देशवासियों के आत्मविश्वास की अभिव्यक्ति था 140 करोड़ देशवासियों के पुरुषार्थ का लेखा जोखा था और 140 करोड़ देशवासी और उसमें भी ज्यादातर युवा उनके एस्पिरेशंस को रेखांकित करने का बहुत ही सटीक उद्बोधन सभी सांसदों के लिए कई मार्गदर्शक बातें भी कल आदरणीय राष्ट्रपति जी ने सदन में सबके सामने रखी है.
Addressing the media at the Parliament House complex in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said the next 25 years are the crucial period to achieve the goal of developed India by the year 2047.
विकसित भारत के लक्ष्य को प्राप्त करने के लिए ये महत्वपूर्ण 25 वर्ष का दौर आरंभ हो रहा है और इस शताब्दी की दूसरे क्वार्टर का ये पहला बजट आ रहा है और वित्त मंत्री निर्मला जी देश की पहली वित्त मंत्री ऐसी है महिला वित्त मंत्री ऐसी है जो लगातार नौवीं बार देश के संसद में बजट प्रस्तुत करने जा रही है.
Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will table the Economic Survey 2025-26 in Parliament today. The document is prepared by the Finance Ministry's Department of Economic Affairs under the guidance of the Chief Economic Advisor. The Economic Survey is a comprehensive review of the country's current economic state and the future outlook. Union Budget 2026-27 will be presented on Sunday. The first phase of the budget session will be held until the 13th of next month. The second phase will take place from the 9th of March to the 2nd of April. The funeral ceremony of Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar is underway at Vidya Pratishthan ground in Baramati. Thousands of people have gathered to pay their final respects to the Nationalist Congress Party Chief Ajit Pawar. Ajit Pawar died yesterday morning after the aircraft carrying him and four others made a crash landing, killing everyone on board. The Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau has launched a probe to ascertain the cause of the mishap. Following the tragic incident, the Maharashtra government declared a three-day state mourning across the state yesterday. Ajit Pawar was the longest-serving Deputy Chief Minister of Maharashtra, having held the post for six terms under different governments. To complete the SIR hearing process within the stipulated time frame, the Election Commission has directed the state to conduct hearings for 7 to 8 lakh voters every day. Accordingly, instructions have been issued from the Office of the Chief Electoral Officer of the state to district electoral officers as well as officials and staff involved in the hearings. As per the schedule, the hearing phase is expected to continue until February 7. According to Election Commission sources, a total of 1.5 crore voters in the state are being called for hearings. Of these hearings, for 90 lakh people have already been completed. The Election Commission has appointed central observers for the upcoming elections in five states, West Bengal, Assam, Kerala, Tamil Nadu and Puducherry. In the published list, a total of 25 senior officials from the West Bengal government have been named. Among them are 15 IAS officers, including Home Secretary Jagdish Prasad Meena, and 10 IPS officers. The list also includes the police commissioners of Howrah and Asansol. Beating Retreat ceremony marking the culmination of 77th Republic Day celebrations will be held today at Vijay Chowk in New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and other union ministers will be present on the occasion. Amnesty International has issued a sharp warning to Bangladesh's interim government, accusing it of failing to uphold basic human rights and urging immediate corrective action ahead of the next month's national elections. In an open letter to Chief Advisor Muhammad Yunus, Amnesty Secretary General Agnes Kalamad said the interim administration in Bangladesh has fallen short of its mandate to restore public trust, arguing that its conduct so far raises serious doubts about the credibility of the upcoming polls on the 12th of February. And in men's cricket, India suffered a 50-run defeat against New Zealand in the fourth T20 international of the five-match series at Vishakhapatnam last night. The fifth and the final match will be played on Saturday at the Greenfield Stadium in Thiruvananthapuram. And with that, we end this news bulletin.